The states are picking sides. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The landmark decision that legalized abortion nationwide could be overturned by the Supreme Court in the next month or so.
People face gut-wrenching decisions every day, whether it's rape or incest, often having to choose between the life of the mother or child. For the government to insert itself in that conversation between a doctor and a woman, a faith leader and a woman, is simply wrong.
Colorado's Democratic Governor Jared Polis.
Just in Oklahoma alone, 5,000 unborn children that were killed last year. And we don't believe that in Oklahoma. Other states can do things differently, but we're going to stand for life in the state of Oklahoma.
Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, both men on Fox News Sunday. The suspect accused of a deadly shooting rampage in Buffalo, New York, may have made his intentions known on the Internet.
Governor Kathy Hochul says she has asked that social platforms be monitored after Peyton Gendron's attack that killed 10 people, most of them black. She said on CBS Face the Nation the plan for this attack was online.
This was on a manifesto that was written a while back, and so we're very concerned about what other information is perpetrated out there on social media platforms.
Gendron was arraigned Saturday night, entering a not guilty plea. Police say he drove about 200 miles to attack that supermarket.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Vice President Kamala Harris released a statement on the shooting. It says in part, we're seeing an epidemic of hate across our country. We must call it out and condemn it. More than 500 police officers who were killed in the line of duty last year are being honored by President Biden at a ceremony in Washington. That number includes officers who died of COVID-19. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A big city in an important swing state wants to host the next Democratic National Convention.
Atlanta is submitting a formal bid to host the 2024 Democratic National Convention. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens announcing the bid Friday to Democrats holding their annual state party dinner. Georgia, once considered a solid red state, delivered all its electoral votes to President Biden in 2020 and elected two Democrats, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, to the U.S. Senate, giving Democrats control of that chamber. Atlanta hosted the 1988 Democratic Convention, nominating a ticket of Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis and Texas Senator Lloyd Benson. Dukakis lost that election to George H.W. Bush. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Republicans are deciding between Milwaukee and Nashville as their 2024 convention site. Reaction was swift to a new politically themed statue in Britain.
Demonstrators in Lincolnshire, England, wasted no time in letting their feelings be known about a brand new statue of Margaret Thatcher. The likeness of the former prime minister was egged just hours after it was installed in her hometown of Grantham this weekend. One man could be heard shouting, "Tear it down," as others passed by, booing loudly. The 20-foot-tall statue of Britain's first female prime minister was originally supposed to stand in Parliament Square in Westminster, but fears of a motivated far-left movement prompted the change of location. Thatcher was known as the Iron Lady during her stormy tenure at 10 Downing Street. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness remains on top at the box office, earning another $61 million in the U.S. It's already one of the highest grossing films of the pandemic, with $688 million in global ticket sales. The bad guys came in second place. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.